Today's Words of Hope devotional is a snowball effect. Today's key verse is Exodus 32, verse 4. And he received the gold and made a golden calf. Have you ever wondered where the recently enslaved people of Israel, wandering around in the wilderness, got the gold that Aaron made into the golden calf? There is a clue in the odd words from Yahweh recorded in Exodus 3. This occurred at the time of the burning bush. God told Moses that the people would plunder their captors on the way out of Egypt and take the Egyptian silver and gold. On the one hand, restitution for unjust treatment is a noble moral quest. But should God order the Israelites simply to help themselves? I'm helped by remembering that ancient Israel experienced Yahweh very much like we experience other human beings. God could change his mind, get angry, frustrated, and resentful. Here he speaks of revenge. The ultimate result of the plunder is the golden calf, made to placate the people because Moses had disappeared on Mount Sinai. I understand their desire. It's always easier to devote ourselves to something tangible than intangible. In the absence of God and their leader, the people goaded Aaron into making an idol to worship. In a snowball effect, their ill-gotten treasure was turned into a golden calf. Sin has a snowball effect in our lives. It gains momentum, and before long, one bad decision can lead to another. This has been Words of Hope. Today's devotional was written by Jeff Monroe. For more resources to grow in your faith every day, visit wooh.org. Words of Hope. Good news always.